This is the special meeting of the Youth Service Bureau on June 16th, starting at 6:02. We are going to go straight to the agenda point, which is the budget. So I am going to share my
Oh my gosh,
screen.
Claire. I'm gonna have like an emotional response to your voice. I feel like I want to cry. Are you okay? Does it hurt to speak?
Doctors today. This is fine. It's the ear infection. That's the
My
tricky
gosh,
part.
poor thing. Oh my goodness. Okay, I'll be quiet now so you're not trying to talk over me on top of everything else. I just had to say that out loud.
No worries. Let me go ahead and share. Okay. Can you guys see this?
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay, perfect. So we have our prior year fund balance right there, and then the DCF state grant. So that's what we're working with for a total fund balance going into the upcoming fiscal year. So I took a look at the budget that we did last year, and I kind of just broke it down into a bit of a different way. So counseling services, I combined. We have the free counseling and the McCall. So those originally were put out into two separate categories. I combined them for this year. So I said 20,000. Collectively, we did 19,000 last budget. Then for Dollars for Scholars, in the past, we did three scholarships that were 1,500. This year, I figured since we have extra funding, might as well put it back up to 2,000. That's what we've done in the past. It's kind of a good, easy way to, get that money out. Community Services Immediate Relief Fund. That was a grant that was put in place by Lori. There was a family that had reached out at one point, I think it was about 2 years ago, that needed financial assistance for a specific situation that they had found themselves in. And they had gone to Tanoa, and Tanoa had mentioned it to Lori. But we didn't, it was in kind of a gap between meetings for us. So Lori decided that it would be a good idea to create this relief fund that Tanoa could call into whenever there was a need for kind of relief for families with kids. So that we had last year. Figure we'll have it again this year. Annual teen night. I threw a little extra money in that because that is one of the bigger events that we do as YSB. And then the other one that is kind of has like a budgetable thing to draw from last year is the CYSA dues and annual Zoom fees. We're going up this year because the CYSA dues have increased. So that's why we see that increase there. In terms of not necessarily new stuff, but things that we're bracketing out in a different, more specific way. So we have adaptive basketball for 3,500. This, if we approve it now, it just stops it so Liz doesn't have to come in and talk to us about it. Adaptive swim program, another thing that YSB has funded past couple of years. If we just write it into our budget, they don't have to come forward to ask for it. Friends of Canton football donation. They come to us every year looking for some funding, so building that in as well. And then the spring play sponsorship is another one that comes forward every year. Then community outreach donations. So that would be, any of kind of those randoms that we have come forward, like we had that National Science Honor Society girl come forward once. Pat, I know we aren't getting to it today, so I don't know if it's gonna still be valid, but I know you mentioned a a Canton student interested in some police academy work. So like that would be involved in this too. So just any of that kind of stuff where it's either youth of the community or community members reaching out for specific things. And then community-wide material dissemination. So that's just sending anything out under the name of the YSB. So Taryn and I actually had already met with somebody, and I meant to bring it with me, but I haven't been in the office the past couple of days, so I don't have it. But there's these things called doTERRA pouches, which I don't know if Pat, you may have heard of it before, but it's a carbon powder pouch that you can use to basically evaporate and get rid of prescription medication. So it's almost like a drug take back, but for your own home. Southington did this great thing with this company where they had their youth service bureau send out these pouches in the mail to all the town, the community members of the town, to all the mailing addresses. So we actually already met with them just for fun to kind of see what it would be like. So that's something that we could look into that would fall under that community-wide material dissemination. We can also look at doing flyers. We can look at doing posters. Just anything. It's kind of a big catch-all. So that's an option as well. So then, if you see down here, we still have $16,623.41. We could throw the 41 cents anywhere, though, that we still have to account for of where we want it to go. So I wasn't sure if you guys had ideas of things or if you would want to kind of disperse that remaining amount into the categories that have already been had. If you want to make new categories, I open the floor to you guys. I can type in whatever you need. And then at the end of it, once we have a budget we feel good about, we can go ahead and vote on it and then be all set.
Do we have to have that 16,000 allocated to something by the end of the night, or we just have that at our disposal if things come down the line that we can divvy it out to?
We do have to have it allocated to something. I know in the past we've done like new community programs that we've put a big chunk of money in where it's not necessarily a descript like this is what it's going to go for, but it's still saying like that it's put in a place, like it's in a category. So it doesn't have to be an exact game plan for the money, but if we can figure out kind of an idea of where we would want to maybe focus it or focus part of it.
And for the bottom, I guess for the bo for line 17 and 18, those are more of like a general option as far as, people coming forward or something happens. The other ones, like adaptive basketball program, we kind of are set on the 35 on that. The swim program, we're kind of set on the 500 for that. The bottom ones, from what you described, are those more of like a kind of general fun type thing.
So we could create another one like that, or we could put parts of that 16,000 into, for example, the community outreach donations. We can put more money into that. But yeah, that's kind of like a catch-all category where it's like we have this much money that we want to be put towards this like broader idea. We don't necessarily have a breakdown like we do with adaptive basketball of like where it's going to go yet, but we want it to go towards that.
I have a suggestion. I know that we did not get cooperation from the school district the last time around with our survey, but I think that's really important, and I'd love to budget for that with the hope that we could do something like that again. I was trying to look through my past budgets to see. I have like 5,000 in my head, but I don't know if I made that up. For like the last time we reached out to that organization that did the actual survey to find out what the cost would be. I have five in my head, but I don't know if that's true.
Always
SARAC, are they the ones?
Yeah, I think it was Sarah. We could always put like six
Okay.
in.
I have a quick question. I know that in the past we've discussed budgeting for a library, if I'm not mistaken, and Roaring Brook Nature Center. Are those things that we're still interested in budgeting for? And I also have a new-ish suggestion. I don't know if it's too much outside of our scope. I'm just gonna word vomit everything I was thinking. Have we ever done something where we are like helping students with like college application fees? Or even like small scholarships for college, like maybe scholarships that help cover like the first semester of books, or those expensive calculators, like a small amount of money that helps kind of students start off their career in college with a little bit less stress. Have we ever done something like that?
To my knowledge, I don't know of anything outside of the Dollars for Scholars, but I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I love that idea, Jennifer. Okay. Maybe
Yeah, I
we could
like
just
that
like.
too. Would that fall under Dollars for Scholars? Like we would just potentially increase it depending on, or would that want to be like its own entity?
I guess I don't know enough about Dollars for Scholars. Like some of the things that Jennifer just mentioned, do they do funding for like the application process, stuff like that, or are they more like scholarships towards post-secondary stuff?
Believe they offer scholarships just for the kids. That's like a bulk scholarship that they can kind of use however is needed. The one thing is, if we were to do it kind of on our own and not through Dollars for Scholars, we would just have to set up or figure out who determines like the criteria of, accepting the applications, who gets to determine who gets in, who doesn't, versus reaching out to Dollars for Scholars. There's a chance that they might already have something like that in place, or maybe I could go forward to them and say, like, we're interested in putting money towards this like idea of funding applications, funding things like that, and see if they already have something in place or if they'd want to put something in place for the upcoming school year.
Yeah, I think we should.
Can I jump? First of all, I should introduce myself. I'm
Oh.
Jack Bell. I'm a new member, so nice to meet everybody. And
Nice to meet you, Jack.
I'm just learning all this stuff for the first time. But I have been involved with Dollars for Scholars for the last couple of years. And Claire, you're exactly right. They basically give these kids a check to use as they want. I don't know of any. Well, anyway, I think it's really helpful to go through the Dollars for Scholars because it's a lot of work to go through all the applications. And I know the one that I'm involved with, they actually can sort of see what students aren't getting any other monies, and they can kind of send it that way. I mean, some of them are getting two or three scholarships, and they don't need any help with applications or calculators or anything, but that group that does the that reads the interviews and that reads the descriptions, that they know these students. Anyway, I'm just saying I like the idea, and it would be a lot simpler to actually go through them as opposed to inventing it ourselves. And plus they advertise, they can get it on the form, and students don't have to make a special application for this. They can go right through Canton Dollars for Scholars.
So we could do the three bulk $2,000 scholarships, and then how much do you think we should put towards like kind of an application coverage or like, I don't know what we would call it.
This is tough. This part of it is tough. I didn't think this far ahead. I mean, average kids apply to anywhere between 5 and 10 schools, for example, and those fees are like $60 to $150 each. So if we wanted to help out, let's say five students that could use a little extra booth with applications. Oh gosh. That could be like $500 per student for five students. What is that? 25, yeah, about $3,000. If that doesn't sound too crazy. If we wanted to just connect with Dollars for Scholars and like kind of express our intention, I don't know that like application fees is ever something anyone talks about. We talk about needing scholarships for school, but the process of applying is really expensive, and it's no guaranteed you're going to get into those schools. And then what, or are you afraid of applying if you can't afford to apply for so many? So I don't know. It's something I went through when I was applying for school, so I thought it'd be
I'm
helpful.
wondering if we could almost have it be and like start smaller, but like instead of defining it so narrowly as like application funds, maybe it's just that, but maybe it's like access to apply, because maybe that would even include like if a family wants to go visit a school, but they could use a gas card to drive out there. Do you know what I mean? Like just a little bit more broad, so that if it's just accessing the opportunity to get to a school or apply to a school, something like that.
I do like that idea. The only thing I see is they give these scholarships out at the end of their senior year, and they're going to be doing their applications, the beginning of their senior year. So it would the, I mean, maybe I don't know if there's a way to give it to juniors. I don't. They're all the anyway. All the ones that I know of go to seniors. So the timing is tough. I don't know why.
I didn't know if that was maybe something Dollars for Scholars are they already did. If they didn't, then the people who would know about this are like guidance counselors, right? So that would be the other question is, could we connect with the guidance counselors at school to say, listen, we'd love to offer this to students who are in need so that they can get some access? I mean, that does put the onus on us more to then disseminate, but maybe, I mean, I love the idea so much.
I think that makes sense. And it probably wouldn't go through Dollars for Scholars. And that's okay.
Okay.
That way we could get it to the people. But you're right, the guidance counselors will know.
Yeah, they might know.
I like that.
I guess the one thing that, like, as I'm looking through this and I'm comparing it to previous budgets that we've had, one big difference is we have traditionally budgeted money for the cave. And that's also been kind of a boondoggle for us. Like, just saying it out loud, it's been really hard to make happen. But I just want to put out there that that's a big difference, and just make sure everybody's kind of okay with putting that to the side. I think.
I'm
Go
actually
ahead.
really glad you mentioned this, because I want to be fully transparent. One of the things that excited me the most when I first joined was the cave, and that kind of kept me going because I thought that that was so important for the community to have and the kids to have. I think I have a teen, I have young kids, they get bored, they don't know what to do, they want to connect, and they don't know how. I think the cave is so cool. I think the cave is so cool. I really wish that we could keep it in conversation. I know that it wasn't like a fan favorite in the past, but I even considered like trying to help the church on my own and trying to get that going separately from the YSB. I think it's really cool. I think it's important, and I only see positives when I think about the cave. So, I'd love to hear everyone else's opinion on that.
Well, I thought that, excuse me, I really appreciated when Maria spoke about the cave and gave us the insight, like as a sort of mental health professional, and was talking about the importance of third spaces. That was the first time I heard that word. But just that idea that there really are decreasing spaces that are available to kids that you don't have to pay to get into, right? Like a lot of what our kids do when they're looking to hang out is they end up at the shops, or they're going out somewhere, but not everybody can do that. And also, sometimes that might there's not like hanging out in a parking lot is not necessarily what we want for the kids. So that context really motivated me to want to support it. It just has always seemed so complicated. So that's the part that I'm struggling with. But I love the idea too.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I like the idea too. I just think that every time it's kind of been brought up, there's always been like a hurdle or two, and we've never been able to, aside from when it was up and running. I mean, that was before my time on the YSB, so I can't really speak on that. But it seemed as though, like, through all the trials and tribulations we went through, like, we could never get be okay or the never get the go-to to go. So I think it in general terms is a great opportunity for kids who, like you said, hang out somewhere and be safe and but just it always seems as though it was kind of like a we can never get it. Never get it. We always hit a wall. Like there was always a door that was locked that we just got through with one door, and then the next door that's locked. So that needs a new key, and it seemed like it was just tough to get going again.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And we had in the, I'm looking at 23, 24, but so this was a while ago, but just in terms of the money that we had allocated, I think we had allocated 4,000 for CAVE chaperones for high school, 4,000 for CAVE chaperones for middle school, 16,000 for a community facilitator position. That's when we were advertising for a part-time position. We had $1,000 for CAVE supplies, $1,000 for CAVE events, miscellaneous supplies events. So anyway, that's quite a bit of money. That's, $25,000, $6,000 ish that we had allocated at one point to support that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to your point, Jennifer, about like just wanting to do something, like I wonder if there's a way to start small with something where we have like, I mean, I don't, I'm going to say this, but I'm also going to say why I don't think it'll work, but whatever, I'm putting it out there. Like if we did something where, we had like a night, like maybe just in coordination with the church, let's see if we offer this, if anybody wants to show up, I can go for a night. I don't mind. You know what I mean? Like just show up and just kind of be there and see, if we build it, do they come? What's hard about that is that, word of mouth and consistency, you probably would probably build more participation over time. So I don't know if we'd really get the information we're looking for, but I guess I'm wondering, could we do some kind of like a dipstick test where we put a little money aside for, to have some food for something like that? And just give it a shot and see where we get. And maybe this year, that's kind of what it's about. It's about just seeing, do we have interest? And then if we do, maybe that we build more organically from there, as opposed to like having the vision, the big vision, and then not being quite able to make it happen.
That's not a terrible idea. If the only issue was turnout, this would be no problem, right? Because we can talk, and I'm a part of a big community of moms with kids that are in that age group. I have a middle schooler, so I don't think letting people know would be the difficulty. What I don't fully know, because this is before I joined YSB, is what is the hurdles that we speak of, because we say the word hurdles, but I don't know what they are. So in my mind, I'm thinking, sure, we can do a day. That's easy. I can volunteer a day. My husband can volunteer 2 days. I can find people to volunteer time and even resources. But what is the hurdle that we have to address that we might get to? So maybe for the sake of the budget meeting, maybe we could just budget something small for this, and in the hopes that we use it for this purpose. But I think in the future, we should talk about what those hurdles are, so that if we get people going and they're excited and they love this, maybe we have 2 days. We need to figure out what those hurdles are so that we can promise the community that it'll continue to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think, correct me if you disagree with this, Pat and Claire, but I think a lot of the hurdles came down to sort of paid staff and how that was going to be managed. And a lot of that was a big part of it.
Why wouldn't that paid staff be addressed in the same way that we address any paid staff for any other committee? There are other paid people. So why is this any
Like who was
different?
going to oversee it, who was going to hire them, vetting, advertising. And then we had that sort of part-time position that was going to be sort of like, I think, more directly attached to the YSB. And that kind of went back and forth because there wasn't necessarily going to be money in the budget in the preceding years to continue that. So those are some of the things that come to my mind when I think about what.
Okay. And do we know how we handled those things in the past when there were higher people that?
My impression is that, again, Pat, you might know a lot more about this than I do, so I'll be quiet. But when it was really functioning, like pre-COVID days, that a lot of it was just volunteer staff, I think.
Okay.
I don't, maybe I'm wrong about that.
I'm not 100% sure on that. Has anyone been to the cave to see what kind of shape it's?
Yes. I went several months ago. Oh gosh, I'm calling it months, but it does feel like yesterday. It might have been last summer, if I'm being honest. I remember actually now that it was hot and I got a full tour of the church while I was there. The condition is great. It's a little icky because no one's using it in the sense of airflow, but it was clean. I understood that the fridge was really rusted and we were talking about need like refacing the fridge or spraying it. I would say it needs a new fridge. It's just so incredibly old. It could use like just like a refresh. It could use paint on the walls. It's a little sad. Otherwise, everything looked good. Furniture looked good. I think there was like a not a foosball table, but you know, ping pong something. The tables were great. There wasn't anything that like stood out. TVs might have been a little dated. I believe that they were functioning. We needed Wi-Fi for that space. We figured out that part of it a long time ago. Like, you know, what was cost effective and all of that. So as far as, sorry, Pat, that was long-winded. As far as like general condition, I thought it was great. But then when there are no humans in a space, it can feel a little basement-y. You know, there's people using it and we're going, it's totally fine. I would just say it needs a fridge and like a refresh and paint.
So I also went and toured the space, and maybe I can speak from the town perspective of kind of some of those hurdles that we saw. So the first big thing is that in the start of COVID, the whole space flooded and it was not treated for the flood. So all of the walls, all of the flooring, all of the furniture, it just air dried. There was no mold testing done, no anything. So that was kind of the first big thing is that we'd have to go in, make sure everything is still safe in that space, make sure that the flooring is still space, make sure that everything still passes those inspections. Another big thing is it's not an ADA compliant space, which would be an issue as well. It's stairs on both sides. So we would have to figure out a way to make it ADA compliant, whether that be building some sort of ramp into it, but I don't know what that would look like. In terms of, you know, spacing as well, a lot of the furniture, like Jennifer said, it is kind of musty down there. So I think figuring out what part of that is from people not using the space versus residual, maybe stuff that wasn't cleaned or taken care of properly after the water damage. Those were kind of the big things that I had heard about as being hurdles, is like the physical space itself. They need to, I think there's a lot of stuff that has to get checked before, because when we went and saw it, and I think it was like last summer or like last April, the pastor said that nobody had been down there since, like when he opened the door, that was the first time he had opened the door since the flood. So the whole space, really, they just like left the doors open, let it air dry, and then closed it up. So there was no mold remediation done or anything like that, which maybe there isn't any mold, but I think that's one of the kind of things that we keep tripping up on is having to get it checked.
Thank you for that. I'm shocked that it's the first time I'm hearing about this because we've talked about the cave so many times. It's just so strange that I never heard that, and I never heard it when I toured it either. So that's great feedback. Mold remediation is very expensive, to my knowledge, because we had a situation at my house. So that's going to be a toughie. That's going to be a toughie, but I'd still like to explore more if possible.
I wonder if we have any idea, like maybe we could do like provide funding for like a test or like a, you know what I mean, like that piece, right? Just to figure out if that's going to be a thing. And I don't know. My
I
contractor
think
that's worked on my house,
that's
I think,
fair.
yeah.
I think that's fair, and maybe I think if by some miracle there isn't any mold, I think for space that's below ground, there should always exist a dehumidifier. Basements should have them. And those are not that expensive. And I think it should have that. I think that's a good start. It's not a great start, but it's a good start.
Do we want to put the rest of the remaining that we have towards, like, I have cave single day event, but instead, do we want to do all of it towards just like the cave testing? I don't know what to word it as.
Yeah, maybe just cave remediation, and then that could count as testing to see if it has mold issues. And then if we needed to go forward with any pieces of what we want to do, would that be an okay line item if we end up like wanting to do something for like a night? Maybe we call it could yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking like if let's say we figure out that there's mold and that's a no-go and we want to do something one night like that's in a different space. I'm just thinking maybe we would be able to use I'd want to be able to use those funds for a different like actual space. So
I was going to say, is it worth looking to see if there's another space in town to use? I mean, it sounds like this is really something we'd like to do, and it's really good for the kids. And are we wedded to that particular space, or is there, I don't know, the community center downstairs, or it's often on a, is it Friday night or Saturday night? I forget when we usually had that.
did it both nights. I think one night
Okay.
was middle school, one night was high school.
Right.
I'm not opposed to that either. I think that's great. No one's ever mentioned that, Jack. I think it's great. If we couldn't use it to look into other spaces, then like you said, even the community center when it's not used, I think there's several rooms there too. But
Yeah.
it's an option.
And the community center would be easier, potentially easier to book or schedule through Parks and Rec, is that true?
So we could definitely, we have the multi-purpose room that's downstairs on the lower level where like the senior center is, and it's a pretty big space. They have like a huge TV down there already. So that would be pretty easy. Most of the nights it isn't being used.
Okay, that was going to be my question. There's availability, so there are some nights when, like weekend nights, maybe. Okay.
So if we
I
leave that amount in the cave, and let's say the cave doesn't work, can we utilize that for other funding, or is it like that's set in for the cave?
yeah, we can kind of switch stuff around as needed. So
Maybe
if
we just call it third space funding, right? So whether the cave that is our space or whether we use it another space, we're trying to get a space that's a good place for kids.
So does everybody like the way the monies are kind of divided up? Does anyone want anything changed, moved around?
I have a question, Claire, because I was on my phone still when you were explaining this and I couldn't completely hear you. So the line 17 and 18, that one is the community outreach donations and one is community-wide material dissemination. It's 10 for the donations and 30 for materials. What would fall into materials? Like, what would that be?
So that would be something like those DoTerra pouches that
Okay.
Taryn and I were looking into.
Right.
That could also go into if we ever wanted to send out a mailer or if we ever wanted to print out things that were handed out at the schools. Basically, any paper, physical things that we would want to send out could count as it. So with the LBC, oh my gosh.
Just going down.
It's falling apart now. With the LPC, when we did like those little bumper stickers, like that would count in it as well. So just really any of that stuff.
I'm wondering about shifting the balance a little bit to increase donations and decrease the materials, just because I can imagine we might have more opportunities. Like, I again, just looking back at some of these pr prior things, we ended up donating some money to, oh no, I can't find what I was looking at. like responsive classroom. I don't know. There were a few more things that came up that were, some of them were more sizable. So I'm imagining we could spend more there. I have a hard time imagining spending 30,000 on materials, but maybe I'm not thinking about
Do
something.
15 and then 25 or 20
Don't know.
and
What do you guys think?
I
Here's what
agree
we
with
have
you,
to spend.
Alden. I think 30 might be a lot for that particular line item. So maybe we could do 15, 25, or
I would go with that.
Yeah, it seems fine to me. I mean, again, and again, these numbers are not set in stone. Like, they can be moved around a little bit here and there. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that looks fine to me.
I would love to eventually see more money in counseling services. I just think that's such a nice thing to have free counseling. Holy cow. I'd like to see
I
people
agree.
take advantage of that. Doesn't mean we have to have it in the budget now, but I like the idea that we can move things around and get it to that line if it comes up.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah, I
It's
think
I've
that's a
seen
good
the
idea.
benefit. Yeah, I think it's yeah.
Okay, so if everybody is happy with the budget, then I'll just need somebody to make the motion and then second it and then put it into a vote.
I make the motion.
I can second. Get myself in the minutes. Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 So it is passed. So I will stop sharing. And that is it for the meeting then. So we've got a budget.
Thank you,
Awesome.
Claire. Thank you
Thank
for
you,
putting that
Claire. Hope you feel
together.
better.
Yeah, I'm
Thank
sorry to
you.
hear it.
Yeah.
Before you guys hop off, I just wondered, I was chatting with Jack prior to this meeting, and we talked a little bit about potentially maybe meeting in person for some of our meetings, just sort of to facilitate sort of our camaraderie and groupness, and just, in the spirit of kind of working together more closely to try to make some things happen. So I don't know what that looks like for you guys, if that's like super challenging or if that's a possibility, or if we want to do maybe try one. I don't know what your thoughts are.
I would be open to this, and I would also hope that in the cases that not everyone can meet in person, that maybe one person can chime in on Zoom while so that way we could still meet quorum, like we could still chat. The people that can meet will meet, and the people that can't will still come in virtually. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I mean, for me personally, I apologize for Monday because I had a case that was the severity of it that I had to, figure it out that day. So, as is my schedule right now, my Monday is technically my Friday. So I would more than likely be on shift at the time of the meeting. However, depending, like I always pretty much say, like depending on calls, I can be at the community center or wherever the meeting was be. If I have to go to a call, I have to go to a call, or I have, something to do, I have to do that, But I have no problem meeting in person, and or if I had to zoom in, I have no issue with that either. So obviously want to make myself available as possible. That's just kind of like a scheduling thing with me currently. So that's pretty much my two cents in that.
How many people are on or supposed to be on the YSB members?
I
If you have
should be the one to know that, but I'm pretty sure it's seven.
seven. And how many do we have on there now?
So, as of June 30th, we'll have us four. Well, not me, you four.
We need
Do
more.
we? Yeah, we do. Yeah, I know. It puts a lot of pressure on, right? You got to be there,
Yeah.
which is good. We want to be
We've
there, but
lost a
it's
few.
quorum is
Yeah.
everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, quorum is all the people. I wonder if we should. I don't know who the right person to reach out would be. Is it? I don't know who facilitates that. Is that the town manager? Like who processes, figures this out?
That does what is this? Appointment committee. So they're the ones who they do the well, Jack, you might actually be able to speak to it because you went through the process recently.
Yeah, it was a rigorous process. Just like, no,
Obviously.
yeah, obviously, no. It was, yeah, fill out the form, send it in, and they, yeah, the and that's a committee on the Board of Selectmen, I think. I only found out about it, through the town committee. They suggested I do this, but it's on. There is a email that goes out every month with openings. Now, I don't know that everybody gets that email, so I don't know how well it's advertised, but it was on there as it's probably still on there needing two members. So it's open for applications. I just don't know that anybody would say, oh, that looks fun. I think I'll, or maybe the three of you did that. I don't know how, but it's out there.
Okay.
I agree. It is hard to find, though, Jack. I only knew because my husband told me. He really is involved and he enjoys being involved. He's part of Parks and Rec. And he says the website's hard to navigate if you wanted to find something. So but he's techie and I'm not. So he said, hey, you want to be a part of the community and give back? Here's this. But I wouldn't have known without him. So I hope that we can advertise a little bit better somehow.
Well, maybe word of mouth too, just talking to people to see if we can find anybody who's interested. I mean, that's not everything, but it might be something. So when is our next meeting, Claire?
Meeting is July. Oh no, because we don't meet in July. So our next meeting is August 10th. Monday, August 10th at 6 p.m.
I'm wondering, kind of to your point, Jack, about the increasing the funding for counseling because, hopefully we use that money and people know it's there. I talked with Lori about this once, and I didn't. She might have shared something with me, but I didn't ever really find what I was looking for. I'm just thinking about like over the summer. It's a slower time for me at school, and also like a calmer time for everybody in terms of like having conversations about stuff. So I'm wondering two things. I'm wondering, do we want to try to meet in July? I know we don't like more meetings, but like there are a few more things that I would love to talk about, like how do we want to communicate about the counseling and try to get more participation with and coordination with the schools for that. And I'm just thinking if we met in July, that would kind of set us up to try to have some of those conversations because already August 10th is getting really close to the first day and people are going to start to be in that like amped up, I can't take any more new information mode. So I don't know how that feels to you guys. Maybe you're counting on not meeting in July.
The date would be July 13th for anyone who's looking at their calendars. That's the second Monday of the month. Also, this would be considered a special meeting, so it doesn't have to be on the 13th. That day doesn't work for people.
I'm fine having a July meeting. I mean, perfectly fine. But I could not do it on July 13th. So, for what that's worth. Most of the days I could.
I'm also fine with a July meeting. 13th was fine for me, but if we throw a date out there, I'm sure I can make it happen.
Yeah, I'm super flexible right now because I haven't planned anything. Need to get to the end of the school year. So if you guys throw a date out there, I'm sure I can make it work.
Mean, I could do the 14th, but I don't know how.
Tuesdays seem to work for people. Does the 14th work?
The
As a
14th
right
does
now, I could
work.
do the 4th, yeah. But that could change for me, but as of right now, yes, it does work.
Oh.
Do you
So
want to try for an in-person meeting on the 14th? Would that be okay with everybody?
I'm cool with
Yeah.
that.
With the
Yeah.
flexibility that if you can't, we could Zoom.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'll be emailing everybody the week prior just to get their attendance logged in. And then, yeah, we'll talk about the 14th.
Awesome.
Now, where would we meet? Would we be at the community center or wherever?
Great,
So,
great question. We'll be wandering around town.
where are you guys?
We would be at
Find me.
the
We're coming
community
to your
center.
house, Pat.
Yeah.
Thank
Thank you so much, Pat.
you.
Oh.
That was
We'll be at the community center. We'll have a room booked.
Awesome.
Well, then in that case, I think somebody else has to technically do this because I think it's another call to close the meeting.
I move to close the meeting.
I second.
End the meeting.
Perfect. Okay, I will stop the room.